The question was asked, why do we find in Jewish history that many great women had difficulty getting pregnant? They had fertility issues. So we have one answer that's written in the Midrash, and then we have other answers that are written in the Maral and other places. So in the Midrash it says, Matzref lakesef. The Midrash quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei. Matzref is the vessel that's used to purify silver. Vichur, kur, is the cauldron that's used to purify lazahav, gold. Ve'ish lefi ma'alalo. That's what the Pasuk says. And every person according to their nature, according to what's right for them. So, matzref lakesef, vichur lazahav, ve'ish lefi ma'alalo. That's the Pasuk in Mishlei. And the Medrash says, what the Pasuk is teaching us is that different people have different tests in their life. And then the Medrash compares. How long did it take Sarah till she got pregnant? She was 90 years old. How long did it take Rachel? Rachel is very upset at Yaakov because she doesn't have children yet. But how long did it take? So she was 15 when Yaakov saw her. And then 7 years later, he married her. So that puts her at 22. And then 7 years later, she has her first child. Right? So she only had 7 years. She was 29 when she got first pregnant or had her first child. That's not like Sarah, who was 90. So the Medrash compares. And Hannah, we see that Hannah was very upset, but she managed to have 10 children. So she wasn't that old, it would seem, when she first had Shmuel. So the Medrash says, correct. Every person, according to their nature, according to their strengths, Hashem gives them their challenges in life. And if for Sarah it was right to hold out until she was 90, we don't find, as far as I understand, anyone who had it as hard as Sarah. Because you see that Sarah was also abducted by Pharaoh. You see, she had it really hard. So that's because she was so great. So she was able to, as we know, every test is the Lashon, the term Nisayon is an uplifting. It really takes a person and helps them realize their potential. A test can be viewed as something very difficult, which it is, or it can be viewed as something that allows us to realize our potential. Because now we have to grow to stand up to that test. Like one woman once said, Nancy Reagan, she said, a woman is like a bag of tea. You don't know her strength till you put her in hot water. So long as you have the bag of tea without the hot water, you don't know the strength. And so we could take that idea, and the same is true. A person has potential. We have a lot of kohot. We have strengths. But we become different people when we realize those strengths, when we apply those strengths. And so different people have different strengths, and so they're given different tests. The greater a person is, the greater their tests. That's what our sages taught us. So that's the answer that's written in the Medrash. The Maharal gives a different approach to this whole story. The Maharal says that the idea that our sages were incapable to have children naturally was part of the realization of the Jewish destiny, where the Jewish destiny was to be above nature, not within the forces of nature. And so the pregnancy of Yitzchak, the pregnancy of the tribes, or maybe we would add the pregnancy of Shmuel, had to be something that's beyond nature. That happened, Vayotzeh oto achutza. Hashem takes Avram out of the system and says, you're going to have children that are not within the system. And so the Maharal connects it to the idea that in Mazal Yisrael, the Jewish people are not governed by luck. We're not governed by the powers that be in the world. So the Maharal says that's because our whole beginning, we came from our patriarchs who were not a part of nature. They were not able to have children naturally, so that conception and that birth was something that was unnatural, which automatically put us out of the realm of nature. So then the Jewish people would be a people which were not governed by the laws of nature. That's the direction that the Maharal takes. So we have the Medrash in terms of the test, and then we have the Maharal. Chazal tell us that there's another idea within this. we often think that because I have a problem, I'm going to daven. And our sages say that it's the other way around. Hashem wants us to daven, so he gives us the problem. Which is a scary thought, because that means if we would daven enough, if we would be connected enough to the Ribbono Shel Olam without problems, then perhaps Hashem would send us less problems in our life. Meaning the problem helps us connect, and Hashem wants us to connect. Ki kolecha revu marech nave. That's another...
In other words, Hashem wants you to daven for everything before you have problems.
Yafe.
That's what I heard from Rabbi.
Yafe.
And then he'll help you.
Very nice.
You can't just go to Hashem, I need help. Once you go to Hashem before you need help, and tell him, everything you give to me is good, Hashem. I'm not that happy.
Very nice. There's one more thing Chazal tell us. Give me a second. The other thing with regard to having children is that Chazal tell us that Bnei Chaye Umezone, the capacity to have children, the longevity, and one's parnasa, lo bizchuta talya milta, ela bemazla talya milta. It is not contingent on one's merits, it's contingent on one's mazal. And so Avram has to be taken out of the mazal, out of the laws of nature, because within the mazal, he wasn't supposed to have kids. As Hashem concedes to him, Hashem tells him, Avram eno yoled, with the name Avram, you're really not destined to have children, but you could change that. We're going to change your name to Avraham, Hashem took him out of the sphere, the system, and then Hashem allowed him to have kids. That blends, that pshat blends with the Maharal. That fourth point.